This is Aviator Cast, episode 30, Slipping the Surly Bonds of Earth.
Calling all aviators, pilots, and aviation lovers. Welcome to Aviator Cast, where we close the gap between real aviation and flight simulation. Climb aboard, buckle up, and prepare for takeoff. Here's your host, Chris Palmer.
Welcome, 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 aviators. You've landed at Aviator Cast. My name is Chris Palmer. Like you, I'm passionate about aviation. I fell in love with it as a young boy, pursued it as a young man in school, and now I get to delve in it every single day. I just love flying and can't seem to get enough of it. I'm the founder and owner of Angle of Attack, a flight simulation training company, which is bringing you this podcast today. Aviator Cast is a weekly podcast where we talk about the spirit of the aviator. We believe flying is an art form, one that we have to continually practice and master. This mastery is gained through a focus on continual learning, human factors, humility, and a commitment to excellence. Show notes, transcript, community discussion, and links for this episode can be found by simply going to aviatorcast.com. So I'm really excited to have you here on this, the 30th episode of Aviator Cast. My voice sounds a lot better now after having had some time to recover from Oshkosh. I'm getting a little bit more rest now. It's been kind of a wild month for me. I've had a lot of family here in Alaska visiting, and then with Oshkosh right after that, and then I had the opportunity to go to Atlanta, where some other fun things happened there. I was able to go to Delta headquarters and check out their training department, and just a really cool place there to see as well. So I had a big, big vacation, if you will, seeing a lot of great things, aviation outside of Alaska. But I'm back now, my voice sounds better, and we are going to get into an episode here of Aviator Cast. So I'm really excited about that. First off, as always, I'm going to read a review from one of our listeners. This one comes from John Graham. He says, Aviator Cast takes the unique stance that pilots and flight simmers are the same type of person and that each can benefit from the other's perspective. It backs this stance up with a real flight training segment and a flight simulation segment as the episode format, as well as special hangar talk episodes that anyone interested in aviation will appreciate. In this, Aviator Cast has found an important niche that it executes on very well. Thank you for the great review there, John. If you want to leave a review for Aviator Cast, that is the only thing we ask of you if you enjoy what we have here. If you want to leave a review, the primary place to do that is on iTunes. This is where most people find out about our podcast, and it will allow them to know, hey, this is worth my time. I'll have a listen, and hopefully when they listen, they will become part of our community, and they will join us each and every week, just like you. So this is kind of a special episode of Aviator Cast. I'm not going to do two separate topics, that being a flight training and a flight simulation segment. It's all just one segment, and I'm kind of excited about this today. Now, before I get into this particular special segment, I want to mention that I have a lot of people lined up for great interviews for the future here on Aviator Cast. I sent out a ton of emails today in follow-up after Oshkosh. I met a lot of great vendors there, people that I actually use their products, and I was able to see them and meet them, and they said they'd be on Aviator Cast. So we have a lot of great, awesome episodes coming up. I'm sure that these will be high-quality interviews, so I'm really looking forward to that. But before we get there, a little preparation and kind of one of these episodes in between. So let's get into the flight training segment.
And now the flight training segment.
All right, so this segment of Aviator Cast is going to revolve around the 10 commandments for pilots in command. So I had this idea that came up, I don't know where, but I wrote it down and had this idea that I should come up with the 10 commandments for pilots in command. So that's what I did. I came up with these. Some of them are great, and I think they definitely are things that every pilot should have. Now, I will say that once I was going through this, I realized that there are a lot more than just 10 commandments, and we could potentially do 100, or maybe we could even boil it down to 3. I don't know, but 10 is both small and too large in some cases. But I think these are really cool. You may laugh at some of the titles, but I think they work out really well. So commandment number 1, thou shalt love aviation. Above and beyond anything else that you can do as a pilot, the biggest and most important thing is to simply keep the passion alive. This isn't always easy in a world where you may be juggling a family life while building time at a small regional airline. Time is scarce and money doesn't stay around. Those long days flying for a living or even working on a rating that seems to be so difficult can start to wear you down. And, you know, you'll face this as a student as well when it just seems like your passion is kind of being sucked out of you. Every pilot will face a time when they say, why am I really doing this? It may only be for a moment, but they will ask themselves that question. I asked myself that very question early on in my training, just personally. When I first wanted to become a pilot, my goal was to eventually become an airline pilot. I just loved the idea of being an airline pilot. There was no doubt in my mind that this would be my course, my career, and what I would do with my life. However, as I became a young adult, completed my first year of college, and that's where I did some flight training as well, I realized that maybe the whole airline pilot thing wasn't for me. That doesn't mean that I don't love aviation. It just meant that I was going to pursue aviation in a different way. I saw that I didn't really want some of those challenges that came with being an airline pilot. So thankfully, I didn't pursue that without being fully committed to it. So for me, I like the business side of aviation and creating something that helps aviation. I like making a difference and doing so with media like video, audio, pictures, and so on. And that's why this podcast exists. So I have found kind of a different way to pursue my passion, and it's been really great. I really enjoy what I do. So that is what I decided to do. Then there are the people like Nick Collett, who has joined us on several episodes on this podcast. And for Nick, there is nothing more he wants than to be an airline pilot. As a plus one in that same vein, our AviatorCast interview with Mike Swanigan showed that there is just nothing like being an airline pilot. Mike Swanigan is an Alaska Airlines captain, but he was also the VP of operations. So he definitely had the chance to be one of those CEO guys, not CEO, but an executive, a paper pusher, maybe a higher salary because of that. But what he wanted to do is be an airline pilot. That's what he truly enjoyed. And so he went back to doing that, and that is where he is today. Now, my point with all of this is find out what makes you passionate about aviation and pursue it. Make an effort to remind yourself why it is you're doing what you're doing and get back to the basics if you get burned out. If you're that struggling regional airline pilot that I mentioned, a student pilot having a hard time making it to the next level, an overworked CFI, or any number of other discouraged flyers, I encourage you to disconnect from the norm. And what I mean by that is step back for a few hours or even for a few days and evaluate where you are. Count your blessings and get back to the basics. That get back to the basics term keeps coming up. Go for a simple flight with no obligations, no time constraint, and no passengers. Just you, the airplane, and the sky. You could even go out to the airport and just watch the airplanes land. Find something that will reconnect you back to that passion for aviation. You know, for me, even though I wasn't necessarily running low on my passion energy, Oshkosh was huge for me. And that's another one of those situations, maybe an air show that could maybe help you. So reconnect and remind yourself why you're doing what you're doing and connect with that inner child that says, I want to fly. So commandment number 2, thou shalt share aviation. There are moments as a pilot that you will always remember. For many of us, these are unique flights, scary situations, or beautiful skyscapes that can hardly be described. Some of the best moments, however, are when you have the chance to share aviation with someone. Do you remember the first time you took your parents flying? Do you remember the first time you took up a young kid or seeing the light in their eyes as they see the world from a different perspective for the first time? You know, even talking to maybe a flight simmer level, sharing your simulator with someone that is interested in aviation, they say, wow, I didn't know you could have this type of thing at home. Even something like that is really, really great. So as aviators, we are obligated to reach out and help others or other would-be aviators or anyone wanting to fly to see the world from our perspective. Aviation is a freedom and an experience that we often take for granted. There is nothing like getting up in an airplane and being in control of your own flight path, seeing it all unfold around you. These are unique experiences that not a lot of people get to have. Most of these people that you could potentially share this with are used to being crammed in an airliner in this tin tube, and then they are, you know, sent off to some known destination. They may have a window seat, but they don't get a really great view. It's only on one side of the airplane type of thing. So when you take someone up in a general aviation aircraft, it kind of changes their whole perspective. They get this different view of the world that they didn't see before. And, you know, you kind of have those wraparound windows and it's just really cool. So when I was, the first flight I went on, the first small airplane I went on was when I was about 13. My dad came and picked me up from school and he said, hey, do you want to go flying? I said, sure. I didn't really know what that meant, but it ended up that we loaded in this airplane with one of his friends and we flew an hour away. And I just remember being in the back seat with this headset and, you know, just me and the two guys were up front. I couldn't really see out the front, but I could see out the side. And I just remember flying through these mountainous canyons and it was pretty cold back there. Really cool. I really enjoyed it. Although it was bumpy and I was getting a little sick. And then on the leg back, I was hungry, so I grabbed a Gatorade and a gigantic slab of beef jerky before we got on the flight. And I was excited for the return leg. I loved aviation, and I just thought this would be cool. So anyway, we get in the airplane, we go on the flight back, but this time it's a lot more bumpy through these canyons that we were flying through, and I ended up upchucking all of that beef jerky and Gatorade that I had eaten into this little six sack, they call them, this little thing that you can use if you have those sort of problems, if you need to throw up. So the funniest part, and this is kind of disgusting, but the funniest part is after all that came up, I had this warm little bag and I sealed it up and I just kind of cuddled it because it's kind of cold in the back of the airplane. So that is my first experience, and it's something I'll always remember. I mean, I remember it now as if it was yesterday. So if you get the chance to share your passion, do it. You may just inspire someone into aviation for the rest of their lives. So that's number two. Number three, thou shalt expand thyself. In no way are you done with your training when you are handed a license or are passed out to fly the line for an airline, or any number of other accomplishments that you may achieve in your aviation career. No, this is just the start. Even if you're a seasoned guy, this is just the start. To become a more excellent aviator, it is absolutely essential that you continue to expand yourself flight after flight and year after year. Aviation houses such a large body of knowledge that there is just no way that you can learn everything there is to know. In addition, it's impossible for you to know everything, even about one subject. You must continually seek out good books, seminars, podcasts, shameless plug there, blogs, articles, magazines, videos, and so on in order to expand your knowledge. The more you learn, the more of an expert you can become. Although flying is largely instinctual, much of that instinct and experience first starts with a base set of knowledge. Just like any popular video game, you must level yourself up, so to speak, as you continue throughout your career. Get comfortable with the fact right here, right now, that you will always be learning more and that you will never know it all. Not only do we not like know-it-alls, but they truly don't exist. So commit yourself to further training, further knowledge, and growing your knowledge. So that's number three. Number four, thou shalt be confident and proficient. When I say confident, I don't mean cocky, but I do think that every pilot should be confident and proficient. Allow me to expand on this statement. As a private pilot, you may remember how little confidence you actually had to go for a long cross country, and I mean actual across the country type stuff, right out of the gate. Now, many of you seasoned pilots will look back and laugh, but there was a time when you simply didn't have the confidence to do such things. And what about instrument training? How many out there listening had the confidence and proficiency to go out on day one and use that instrument ticket that you just earned? And what I mean by that is actually fly into weather, actually go into a route where you needed to execute those procedures correctly. So my guess is that very few people have that type of instrument confidence, largely because instrument is often just another rating that we get on a journey to become a professional pilot. So far too often in aviation, we put another check in the box rather than actually subjecting ourselves to a higher level of being. That level being that of confidence and proficiency. So this isn't just fake stuff. Bravado and ego can be checked at the door. Confidence and proficiency is something that is earned through a lot of hard work, dedication, practice, study, and much more. You cannot be confident simply because you want to be confident. That is fake. You become confident by having a body of knowledge, a good amount of experience, and the time put in to perfect those areas. Proficiency quickly follows. Once you are confident, you can hone your skills and become an even more refined aviator. Strive in everything you do as an aviator to become confident and proficient. Yes, it may be difficult, but it pays off in the end. So that was four. Number five, remember the weather, lest it smite thee. Weather deserves your absolute respect. When was the last time you heard of a guy flying into a thunderstorm and making it out alive? When was the last time you heard of a private, non-instrument rated private pilot flying into IMC, not having A, scared himself to the point of soiling his pants, or B, crashing and dying? When was the last time you heard of someone flying into known icing without a rated aircraft for those conditions, building that ice and feeling comfortable? The answer to all these is you probably haven't heard of any of these situations. Weather is always there in one form or another. If it's a clear day, you have challenges. If it's a complete blizzard, there remain some challenges, obviously different challenges. No matter the weather, you need to know what's going on and respect what is going on. We are mortals. This stuff can creep up on us and it can take us by surprise. You must learn to respect weather or it'll force that respect onto you. It's much better to have a good mindset and respect for it rather than being scared to death. So again, respect the weather lest it smite thee. That was number five. Number six, thou shalt aviate, navigate, communicate. It's amazing how often we as aviators forget the golden rule of aviation or flying. That is to aviate, navigate, and communicate in that order. First and foremost, we must always fly the airplane. That is our job. No other problem or distraction or even emergency matters if we aren't flying the airplane. What good does putting out an engine fire do if you're in a nosedive toward the ground? Once you are actually flying the airplane, the question now is, what's next? In other words, where are we going and how are we going to get there? This is called navigation. Now we can navigate to where we need to go. So first, we need to actually fly the airplane, and then we can navigate the airplane. So one of the famous stories and accidents is an airline that crashed in the Florida Everglades. The crew was working on fixing a landing light issue, and they had a slow descent into the ground, and they basically did not fly the airplane. Now, had they flown the airplane and one of the crew actually looked, they could have avoided this incident. So anyway, Aviate is definitely the first. And then once you have that taken care of, now you can navigate. After all that is said and done, now we can communicate. Again, telling ATC you have an emergency doesn't do any good if you are heads down, not paying attention to the fact that you are flying into a mountain. Assuming you are aviating and navigating already, you can now communicate any issues or even just the normal stuff. You are ultimately responsible for your aircraft, crew, and the souls on board. Communicate when you can and if you can. Obviously, you want to try and communicate if the option is available. You can get help there, and you can help others by being in the system. But remember, it's always in that order. Aviate, navigate, communicate. This is one of the golden rules you will learn in all of aviation, and I think it's one of those things that prevents a lot of accidents by people actually remembering this. So that was number six. Number seven, a short one. Thou shalt remain calm. As pilot in command, you are the leader of the flight. You set the tone for everything. Your professionalism and prowess should show through. Part of this is remaining calm when the going gets tough. A calm mind leads to wise decision. A rushed or fearful mind leads to irrational mistakes. When you are faced with a situation, remain calm. This is what your training was for. Fly the airplane, work on the next steps, and get yourself out of the mess by remaining calm. So that was number seven. Number eight, thou shalt not make poor decisions. That seems really obvious, but you need to make great decisions because making poor decisions is dumb. Seriously, though, aeronautical decision making, or ADM, is one of the best attributes you can gain as a pilot and aviator. You will be faced with numerous decisions each and every time you fly. Before that engine even turns, you will have already made many critical decisions that affect the safety of your flight. Making sound decisions that lead to the success of the flight is absolutely key. This is largely a human factors area where many things must be in balance. You must pass the I'm safe checklist, making sure you are physically and emotionally fit for the flight. You must also make sure that you aren't facing resignation, anti-authority, invulnerability, macho, and any other mental ailments that are impairing your judgment. It's surprisingly often easier when you can remove yourself, your motivations, your deadlines, your attitudes, emotions, and more. When you get yourself out of the way, you can make wise decisions that lead to the success of your flight. So this is largely a human factors area. It's kind of a mind battle, and you just need to watch out that you aren't your own worst enemy, basically. All right, so that was number eight. Number nine, thou shalt learn from accidents. Whenever an accident happens, it's inevitable that there will be a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking. That is, that a bunch of pilots are getting together bashing the accident pilot, just as fans do to quarterbacks after a weekend game. I say to all those Monday morning quarterbacks out there, thanks for your input on the subject, but you weren't there and you are only speculating. One of the most unfortunate dishonors we can do to those lost in such accidents is playing things off as if that pilot couldn't have been us. It's easy enough to say that guy was stupid, what was he thinking, without fully knowing the facts of the situation. Truth is, we need to learn from these situations. We need to humbly place ourselves in that guy's shoes, try and see his side of the story, and ask, could that have been me? Could I have boxed myself in that corner? Could I have been the person that did this accident? More often than not, we will find common ground and we will be able to learn some valuable lessons that we can take into the cockpit to make better decisions. And you know, that is the way to honor those that are lost and to prevent ourselves from making the same mistake they made. There's no reason to have to learn these lessons on your own. It's best to simply learn from the mistakes of others. And that is done by being humble and saying, hey, this could have been me. I could have done that too. Sometimes you have to step back, suck down your pride in order to do that, but it's doable. That's number 9, and now we're on the last one, number 10. Thou shalt not quit. As pilot in command, you must never give up. Your flight may be hard and it may be challenging, but the success of the flight depends on you. It is rare for someone to simply let go of the controls and say, I quit. Although this has happened, it most likely won't happen to you. So where does quitting come into play for the more common folk, the everyday pilot? Quitting happens every day in aviation. Flying becomes too hard, too expensive, or any number of other obstacles that get in the way, even medical reasons. You must hang in there, keep going at it, and keep doing what needs to be done, and do not give up on your dreams. Even if you aren't a pilot yet and want to become one, don't give up on that dream. Do not quit. Keep working at it. Keep finding different ways and creative angles to get to where you need to go, because it is absolutely worth it, and you will know it is worth it once you get there. There is truly something about this flying thing that gets in our souls. It is so important that you feed that part of your soul and you continue to fly. So that is it for the Ten Commandments. I hope you enjoyed them. I thought this was kind of a unique spin on some things that could help. So in review, I'll just name those off. We have the number one, where is it? We have thou shalt love aviation. 2, we have thou shalt share aviation. 3, thou shalt expand thyself. 4, thou shalt be confident and proficient. 5, remember the weather lest it smite thee. 6, thou shalt aviate, navigate, communicate. 7, thou shalt remain calm. 8, thou shalt not make poor decisions. 9, thou shalt learn from accidents. And 10, thou shalt not quit. So that's it. We'd love to hear your thoughts. You can truly shape this show and the topics we provide. Take a quick 2-minute survey at survey.aviatorcast.com. Do you want to be a part of the AviatorCast community or leave a comment? Go to aviatorcast.com to join in or write me directly at me@aviatorcast.com. Don't want to miss an AviatorCast episode? No worries, you can subscribe through email at aviatorcast.com on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, or SoundCloud. iTunes is our primary source of subscription, but some of those other sources, you can get it there too. We'd also love to get an honest review from you on iTunes. This helps others learn about AviatorCast so they can enjoy it as well. So if you have a few minutes, please go there and leave us a review. If you'd like to check out our training products, head to flyaoamedia.com. Start with the basics for free with Aviator 90. Learn instrument flying and more with Aviator Pro, or even fly many of the world's most popular jets virtually with our training products for the 737, 747, 777, and MD-11. Again, at flyaoamedia.com. We also have a professional end of our services that you can find at angleofattackpro.com. And there we do specific and custom work for different people that need training. So many thanks also go out to the Angle of Attack crew for all of their hard work to make this episode possible and all they do outside AviatorCast. We are able to hang out as a crew in Oshkosh, and that was a really fantastic time, and these guys are just awesome. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of AviatorCast. We are truly grateful to have you here, part of our community, and so engaged in this wonderful passion for flying things. Until next time, throttle on!
Yeah, 5-8 is ready. 5-8 the short line, turn left, heading 235, maintain 2000, runway 25 right, clear for takeoff.
Clear for takeoff, 25 right, United 580.